We're here at Naked Toasted Coated. Welcome. I'm Mitch, that's Blanchy. Hoy hoy.
That's toast.
Is really. That clicking down?
Yeah, they click down and they come right back up because you didn't click it down far enough. So it went...
Or if you're new to this podcast, as I imagine you would because you're not allowed out there, we're just crapping on about anything and everything, really. The news of pop culture, movies, TV shows we watched, stuff that happened in our lives. Pretty
wrestling.
Basic. Wrestling. Video games. We're just pretty much wherever the wind takes us.
We realise with Bram Warfare that we don't really love wrestling that whole lot.
Okay, yeah, if you continued on from Bram Warfare, because that's pretty obscure, we did have a podcast that we did start years ago, then re-brought back, but we've decided we want to open up more than just wrestling. We're happy to talk about other stuff.
There's just too much of it.
I can't watch it.
I don't want to get burned out either.
I like just the pay-per-views and... maybe watching like Facebook stuff. And the old stuff, I guess, too. But
if your network will allow you to.
Yeah, that's the problem. Some days. I don't know if it's my connection or what. I fixed the internet. It wasn't better.
I think it's just the network. It's a shit.
I think once I move it closer to the box, I should be perfected.
Maybe, yeah.
Hopefully.
The network just is a shit streaming. Like, it's just... it's not a good streaming service.
No.
Every network. Like, it is good for your money, but the actual...
service.
Hardware of it.
And
it's shit.
Wish, and the one thing I wish, and a lot of them do, is just have the option to downgrade the quality. I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need it at 180p.
1080p. 180p. Whoa, down the bottom.
1080p. I'm happy just to have it at 180p, you know, just a couple of pixels. There's just like four blocks fighting.
Which is shitty. Don't Google.
But it's like on the, you know, like Crunchyroll or
Netflix.
Netflix,
like well, yeah. Netflix doesn't do that, but Netflix is good with
Foxtel.
Depending on your internet.
Yeah, Foxtel now. I think Anime Lab.
YouTube does it.
Funimation. Yeah, you choose the setting. You
YouTube,
can go high
Twitch,
quality,
yeah.
And then you can go lower. And I always just go to that. For anime and stuff, I don't need it to be that
480p.
High.
You don't
well,
need
I didn't
to
go for it. I go to, what, the next one, 720?
Yeah.
420. But, I forgot where we're going. See, this is what the podcast is going to be. It's just us rambling off.
Yeah, because that's what happened with
Ramble.
Just ramble off.
So yeah, I guess I'll... do you want to do an intro yourself?
I did.
Mitch. That's Blanchy.
So
as I said, I'll start. I lover of anime. Lover of video games, I guess. I try and
I like long walks on the beach.
Mojitos. I try and fit it in. I have a young family and... work and stuff, and Blanchy works.
I have no one.
You got me.
My life is a dark abyss. And I like it like that.
So, yeah, so I get in what I can and watch nuts. So, this is our way of expressing ourselves, I guess.
Yeah, we like movies, we like TV shows, we like anime, we like games, we like stuff.
And we're gonna do brackets, because I love brackets. Movie brackets, video game brackets, character graphics.
Graphics?
I knew I said the wrong thing, but I just was going. I'm going to start drawing graphics, okay, of the character.
Right.
John Wick dressed as Mario. Mm-hmm. Why not?
I'm sure that'll be a cyberpunk mod.
Mod, yeah.
Yeah.
what else? What else? Oh, okay. Want to do your top three movies? Let's get it out there. Go.
Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, that's really good.
Honestly,
Spider-Man 1, 2, or 3. Is it 3, 2, 1?
No, for
is
me
it
it's
3,
1, 2. For me it's
1,
3, 2.
It's 1, 1, 3, 2.
1, 3, 2.
1, 3, 2. Okay, you 2's dropped down.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
I think it's because I have so much fun with 3. 2 is genuinely the best movie.
If I had to say mine and Blanchy's movie, like a couple movie, is Spider-Man 3. We bond very much over that all the time. We watch...
and we will defend that movie to the day we die.
It's just a fun movie. And
get out of here, Tom Holland. Get out of here, Andrew Garfield. What's that, Jake Johnson? Your cartoon? Get out of here. You're all great, though. Except maybe Andrew Garfield. His movie... he was good, but his movies were terrible.
But he was a good, like, the quick-witted Spider-Man.
I didn't like him.
He had moments. I like that fursuit.
thing was ugly as fuck. It looked like an alien.
Yeah. Electro was cool.
He liked to me.
That was good. I like that little mantra thing. The movie, not so much. I give it granted that Gwen Stacy, spoilers, neck snap.
With the little web hand.
Yeah, the little web hand. It fucking it comes out a little bit and then the little thumb comes out. And that end bit though, where you just hear that, the snap of a neck.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was really good. I really liked that part.
I did like how his reaction to it.
That was really good, but the Spider-Man 3, so good. Even just all the YouTube stuff we watch on it.
The YouTube poop crap.
Yeah. So yeah, anyway, go on your movies.
Oh, so Spider-Man 1, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Is this in order 1, 2, 3, or can it change? Is this your top 3 movies?
My top 3 movies? No, I think 1's always going to be my favourite.
Okay. You know, some people, my list is sort of, I have 3 main ones, maybe 4, but they can chop and turn.
Oh, yeah. I think 1 will always run. 1 will be always be the movie I'll go back and watch.
Yeah.
Because I can quote that movie.
Yeah.
Fucking chaos come home. I love that movie so much. Movie.
Which one?
What scene is that from, if you remember it?
I don't know, you just said 2 words.
Which one? You should know if you love that movie so much. Help him, Harry.
Thank you. That would help not. Which one?
I just wanted to know how expert you were. We laned it out now. Laned it
don't
out.
Don't want
to
fight me neither. Jesus, Parker, you are a freak.
I saw the one, where they did the thing. It does it, and then Flash just punches him.
I don't want to fight you, Flash. I don't want to fight me neither. Oh, what a movie.
Spider-Man 1.
Yeah, I think... I don't know, I think this might be those 3 movies.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Like, I'm not really a big movie... I like movies, but I'm not like, these movies I live for. I'm just like, no, I like...
My top movies are sometimes my top ones, and then there's also a list of movies that are my go-to, which I'll just put on, and I'll just... I could, like you with Spider-Man 1, just... I can repeat everything, but I can go do something, come back, and I know exactly where it is. I don't have to sit there and watch... But my top 3 movies probably John Wick.
You just like seeing dogs die, don't you?
It's only one, but yeah, it's a good, it's a powerful moment in the movie. And then when he comes back, they took that from me. They stole that from me. Yeah, I think I'm back. And then there's Fifth Element, Bruce Willis, and I'm gonna butcher her name,
Maria. Mia Machakalova or something.
Yeah. I love that movie so much. I saw it, I bought it on DVD, Blu-ray. Anytime it comes out, the collector's edition, I went to the movies when they did that thing where, you know, where they re-show them again in the cinemas.
Oh, yeah, few years ago.
Saw that.
They released, like, wasn't like 4K or something. Or...
Yeah, and no, it was just like the 25th anniversary or 30th anniversary or something. And what's my 3rd one? That's annoying, you know. I always have a 3rd one I go do, but I can't remember. But my guilty pleasures, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious. I had it on DVD and I had it on Blu-ray, and when I was younger I used to live in a bungalow and the folks went out, so I had it playing in my bungalow, and then I started at the exact same time in the lounge room in the house, so as I was walking back and forth I could keep watching it. Norbit.
Yeah, that's a weird one, that one.
Yeah, wait, weird one that I like it, or just a weird movie?
Oh, just like no one, like, yeah, that movie is like people don't like that.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those movies. Me and my sister, when we were younger, it's just one of the ones we just put on and just had a good chuckle, and then it just became, when we couldn't pick on a movie, it's like, Norbit? Yeah, Norbit, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember you made me rewatch it, and I was like, oh, this isn't that bad.
I like it.
Now I can't stop doing the, how you doing?
How you doing? I also like the, I don't know how many people out there have seen Norbit, but I love the bit, he gets locked in the basement, and he's like, it's a madhouse! A madhouse! And then he hears the noise, and he freaks out.
I had a feeling that would happen. Yeah, no, I guess I'm like that with TV shows. I don't like have movies like that.
Yeah, and I guess... Ooh, let's go TV shows then.
Oh, there's too many. Do anime count as TV shows?
No, I'm going to do that separate.
Okay, cool.
My chair is creaky.
Well, again, the anime one's like my...
I'll just fix it my
chair. Anime one be like my everything.
Yeah, well, we're going to be anime after. Mm-hmm. Just TV
shows. I want to go TV shows. It's hard, cause
I remember like Riverdale, you used to always watch that. I don't know now, but I'm just saying, like, you know.
I went on the subreddit for Riverdale, see if like maybe I'm the crazy one. Maybe I just think this is a bad joke. Not everyone does.
Is it people saying it from this season or the last season? Or slowly?
From season two, people are saying, like, oh, a slow decline. There is, like, a slow decline. Now it's just, like, off the walls fucking crazy.
All right, I haven't started season four. I really got in. I remember you watching it. I'd come in and you would be watching it on the TV and something like, you know, I don't know if you want to watch it because spoilers. And I was like, I watched some of it, like, I don't know what the buzz is all about. And then I realized, and I don't know what happened, but I clicked and I was like, man, I love this show.
No, I've always liked those teen dramas.
Mm.
Ever since
OC.
OC. Which I went back and rewatched.
Yeah.
And I was like,
did it hold up?
It held up in a way that, like, oh, this is early 2000s. Like, the first season, there's a couple of, like, what are you looking at, fag? And I'm like, oof.
Yeah.
Oof, that doesn't fit now. But then I was like, 2003.
Yeah, that's perfect. I was going to say,
it's totally fine.
That's the thing, though, with a lot of old media, and some people get still butthurt over it. It's like, if you try and think back to in me, the time.
Yeah, if it's old media, I try and look at it the lens of that time period. Like, if they were to release a movie, say Adam Sandler or someone who makes comedies now made a comedy movie, and they were making fun of gay or trans people in 2020, I'd be like, oh, that's a bit...
It depends on how they do it.
But if I watch Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore or whatever, and there's a gay joke in there, I'm like, whatever, it happened in 96. It was different.
Do you see those guys' balls? They're weird looking.
With, what's his name?
Chris Farley.
That is correct. Right,
yes. Yeah, because you think it's the girlfriend. Yeah.
Quick question. Spider-Man 1, probably Billy Madison then.
Billy Madison, yeah. I love Chris Farley, though. Chris Farley's a great part in that movie.
As the bus driver?
Yeah, the bus driver. How red he gets when he gets angry. And also,
what does he say when he stops? Who,
get it on! And
what does he say when he stops Billy getting on the bus?
Yeah.
He's like, looks at him, he's like, yeah, that fine ass or something.
No, he's like, oh, you know, me and her got it on. And he's like, just... no, it didn't. And then he's like, oh, but I know someone who got it. And he's like, but you could imagine, couldn't you? And that type of thing. And then he gets it. And he eats all the lunches on the bus.
Mm.
But yeah, that whole movie is...
It's them damn kids again! It's poop! He called the shit poop!
Yeah, that's just a great movie. Do you know which one I went back and watched because it was on TV? I caught like a tiny bit of it. It was another one when I was younger, like 10 or whatever. And my sister used to watch the crap out of it. It was Liar Liar.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. But you know when someone watches it all the time and they keep picking the same movie and then you're just like, I fucking hate that movie. And it was the same thing. I started watching it. I was kind of cackling to myself. I was like, no. Then it didn't come on for ages. Then I went to buy it. Couldn't find it. I ended up finding it on like Dick Smith somewhere in a 5-pack. And it had Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Twins, Kindergarten Cop, and Liar Liar.
That's such a random list.
Is it? What's comedy?
Adam Sandler.
Two Adam Sandlers, two Arnold Schwarzeneggers, and then one Jim Carrey.
I thought it'd be like Dumb and Dumber or something.
Well, that's what I thought. It's like, so anyway, $13 for all 5 movies. So I got it. I watched Liar Liar. I watched it 2 times now. Man, that is such a good movie. It's just a good movie.
I watched this shit though when I was a kid. I don't think I've gone back and rewatched it in like 10
should
years.
Watch it, yeah. It's real good. Especially just like...
All I remember is when it's like the kind of the climax when he's in the court case and he can't lie and he keeps, he's like, and he has to go to the bathroom. He like destroys the bathroom.
No, he beats himself up.
That's it. Yeah.
And he's like, it was a crazed man. And then like everyone always remembers the scene, obviously, with the pen. The pen is blue. You know, he's trying to write that it's red. But then he's writing it down and stuff. But then his assistant comes in and he's like, I can't lie. And then he starts asking him a question. He's like, no, not that one. Anyway, and then she's walking off. She's like, you know, a burglar fell into my friend's house and it's landed on a butcher's knife and, you know, she got sued. And he's like, then he says something. I can't remember what it was. And she's like, no. And he's like, no, I wouldn't have done that. And she's like, oh, maybe you are good. And he's like, I would have got him double. And then she leaves. It was a classic thing. He's really underselling it, French.
I don't remember. I need to go back and watch it.
No, that's cool. Anyway. Oh. Goofy movie. 1 and 2.
See, I don't have... I've watched them with you as an adult. I don't have the nostalgia to it.
It's not even nostalgia, bro. I just watched them again, like, last week. I put them on all the time. I put them on for my kids now. They kind of watch it. They... Helmsley, my
dad, the fuck is it? Crap.
As I've watched Cars 1, 2, and 3 probably...
Oh, my God.
About, like... I reckon he's nearly 3. He probably started watching him when maybe 2, 1.5.
Fetus.
Yeah, it feels like it. I reckon I've watched it at least, in a 7-day week, I reckon I've watched it at least 4 or 5 days a week.
Well, you're building him up. You got Cars, and then you'll get to like some Disney Channel.
You know what? No, do you want? I've been trying.
Fast and Furious.
Yes, that's why I've been trying it because he loves cars. I'm like, I keep putting Fast and Furious on every now and then. And he kind of hangs, and then it goes and slowly.
You just put on the Tokyo Drift menu. Hey, no Tokyo.
But yeah, no. Goofy movie number one. I used to love number two the most, but I think I've gone back to number one.
Goof Troop.
Extremely goofy movie. Now, Goof Troop is like. Goof Troop's like an old movie. That's like an original.
Was that a cartoon actually?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's a goofy movie.
Max.
It's goofy movie, then the extremely goofy movie week. Oh, Max goes to college. Yeah.
Would Biodome be in there? Because you went back and rewatched that.
I watched Biodome. Fuck, that's a bad movie to watch. I went through a Pauly Shore phase.
Encino Man.
Oh, don't know. I fucking love Encino Man.
Oh, George of the Jungle.
Oh, George Jungle, yeah. Okay.
Ursula.
Do you know those free movies, the goofy movies and stuff? I've got them downloaded on my Disney Plus just to watch when I'm out. I just don't want to use my internet and they're my go-to movies. George of the Jungle is like my, what would you call it? Like my chicken soup movie. If I'm feeling sick, if I'm feeling down or I'm feeling like blue or whatever, I'll put that movie out, just sit there. Another one that makes me feel good, Kung Fu Panda 3.
I only saw the first one.
I don't know why.
I think I did see the second one.
The third one, just a nice heartwarming one. Yeah, spoilers for Kung Fu Panda 3.
For
yeah, he meets more pandas and stuff. Yeah, DreamWorks, yeah.
It's not Disney.
Oh, Road to El Dorado. No, we're talking about DreamWorks. B-movie. I like that one. I like a lot of movies.
Yeah. See, movies, I'm like, I like movies, but I'm very much a
TV I love person. Movies. Oh, Secret of the Ooze. I forgot about Secret of the Ooze. Yes. Mama. Children. They're so good. They don't use their weapons that whole movie. There's meat nunchucks.
Yeah.
But they
and don't. The wiffle ball bat.
And the wiffle ball. But their actual weapons stay on them the whole time. Yeah, it's fun fact. Because the first one was too dark, apparently.
Did you know, what's his name? In the second one, in Secret Ooze, I think, what's the kid's name? Kito or something?
Kito, yeah. He's...
Kofi Kingston, former WWE champion, he took the Trouble in Paradise from him because he does it in the movie.
Yeah, I did hear that. But yeah, boy, I got so many movies. Why didn't you see my movie room?
Yeah, I don't know, I think, yeah, for me...
Oh, we were talking about TV shows. What happened? How did I get back on the movies?
Because you just talked about movies. Because I think I brought up Happy Gilmore or something.
Oh, yeah.
Billy yeah, I think for me it's just like TV shows. So like...
Is there one you can go back to? Is it OC, I guess?
Oh, probably not all the time. I just recently went back because I was like...
You had them all on collection.
I got them all on collection. It's on Stan or something, so I just rewatched it there. If I had to pick, I don't know. I think Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like Scrubs or The Office, but then I just go back and rewatch Brooklyn Nine-Nine all the time.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine's a good one.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I watched The Office. I think I got up to the last two seasons and I dropped off.
Yeah, the last two, without Michael Scott, you kind of like,
yeah,
you don't need to.
I watched a few without him, like a few, I think, how many seasons have we been without him?
8, 9, so 2. He leaves halfway through 7.
Okay, so I watched that, and I think I started halfway through 8. I don't know if I finished it. I couldn't tell you. I'd have to go back and have a look. I can't even remember the last thing I saw.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Scrubs would be up there, but Scrubs, that show, that was like my first adult show I watched. That and The OC were my first.
I remember I stayed like at 9. My nan and pa's house one time, when I was younger, not the other day. And I was sitting on my nan's lap and we're watching Scrubs.
The other day.
Yeah, the other day.
You'd be watching Scrubs.
Yeah, it was on TV, she had it on. And it was,
Channel 7.
Yeah, it must have been. And it was when he was in the elevator and he was singing Kung Fu Fighting.
Yeah, everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
That's what I can remember.
And then someone walks in the bus, he's like...
Yeah. I just remember that scene. I don't know why, but...
You gotta go back and rewatch it.
I started, I think I might have watched it. No.
It's on Stan.
Stan. I think
you need to watch it, because our friendship is JD and Turk to a fucking T.
Who's who?
You're Turk. You're the black man.
Okay.
Turk's marriage to Carla is much like yours to Pam.
Okay. That's my wife.
And me being JD, it's very much... It's too real.
Okay.
At times where I'm like, how did this happen?
Yeah. I did start watching it, but now that you mention it, maybe I don't know. Oh, it's on Stan?
Yeah. It is hard because it is an old show, like 2003 old, but it is 20-something episodes a season. But just do it for me.
Okay. I'll do it.
Just get to season 6... Episode 7 or 8 or something.
Timestamp.
The musical.
the music going, okay.
And just do that for me. I got a way to go, but just do it for me.
Well, for me, when I watched, what's that comedian? Tim Robinson? He's the kind of like got the sunken eye look. He was, you know, that show on Netflix, that comedy show they put up for like 6 episodes. It's like, Thank God You're Here or something. Do you remember that one?
Wasn't it like a chat? No, it was like a local Australia show, wasn't it?
It was something, and I know Andy Samberg did a sketch in it and stuff.
Let me look up Tim Robinson. I'm sure I've heard the name. I'm sure I'll know the face.
Yeah, I'm gonna get him. Are you getting it up? Yeah.
Tim Robinson. Ah, him. Yeah. He did that Andy Samberg show. Yeah.
Why?
I think you should leave.
Yeah, that's the one. It was his comedy show. That first episode. Oh, fucking gets me every time. The rest of it is like, it's like any comedy sketch show, you know, there's like gold and stuff. But that first episode, I don't know.
Was the show you showed me with him in the...
The lawyer.
The lawyer show. Was the show you showed me when they're like in their room and there's like, they're so bored and so about
to fall? Yeah, that's what I was getting to. They showed Detroiters.
Dad.
It's him and, who was it? He was from that movie, Zack and Miri Need Wedding Dates.
Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
No. Oh, yeah. No. What's Mike and...
Mike and...
You know the one?
Molly
Need Wedding Dates. No, it's two guys' names because it's Zac Efron and...
Mike and...
The guy from... what's it? Workaholics. He's in everything now.
Adam Devine.
Yeah, Adam Devine.
Mike and...
Just put Need Wedding Dates. It should
come Mike
up.
And Dave.
Mike and Dave Need Wedding. You know the sisters marrying the guy in it?
Yeah, there's Anna Kendrick and... what's that girl name?
No, but the guy she's marrying.
Right.
Him. He's in that Detroit show. Yeah, that first episode where they try to break the glass. Cause
maybe Paul. No, Paul. I'm a tractor.
Yeah, because they're just... In that show, it's just them setting up that they're a news agent. Not a news agent, like an ad company. But they didn't go sidetracked with the basketball game. And then one of them elbows the glass and like, oh, I think it's unbreakable.
Aubrey Plaza. Yeah.
Oh, Anna Kendrick. Oh, that's that chick. She was from Dirty Grandpa, who wanted to have sex with Robert De Niro's character.
She's in
That Parks and Recreation. Yeah.
Which I just can't get into. It's made by the same people who did Office and Brooklyn and stuff, and I just can't get into it.
I started watching the couple episodes, but for me, it's hard. Sometimes if it doesn't really hook you, and maybe after a few episodes, I think didn't Parks and Recreation. It wasn't like the first. If I remember correctly,
I've heard people be like, start at season 4, and I'm like, what's the point, though?
Yeah, so it's like...
At least with The Office, it's like, start at season 2, because the first season's 6 episodes.
It's like Seinfeld's only 6 episodes, too. Oh, I like Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld.
I guess Friends would be my 90s one.
They're doing the reunion show?
Yeah, baby! Only on HBO Max. I wonder how it's going to work here, because we don't get that.
Yeah. It's like the animated Harley Quinn show. It's on DC.
Yeah, my brother had to
pirate.
You torrent.
He had to get it.
I watched the first episode. I was like, this isn't for me.
I watched the first episode. I loved it. I watched it on the PlayStation on one of those websites.
For me, it was too like every time they swore, like would say fuck or something, I'd be like, this is like you're trying too hard.
I don't know.
My brain isn't used to like DC characters saying that. Yeah, or any comic book character, unless it's like Deadpool or Kick-Ass or something.
Kick-Ass?
That's a good movie. I like the second
Kick-Ass.
One too.
Do you like the second one with Jim Carrey?
Yeah, I like it.
Honestly, Kick-Ass...
I think if you go back and rewatch it, you might like him.
I kind of liked it. It was one of those ones I guess I kind of did. Anyway, yeah, TV shows, that's, I don't know, I'm pretty... That's so Raven. Oh, do you know on Disney Plus, there's a lot of...
Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah, that's a great show. I enjoyed the shit out of that show. I know people had...
High School Musical, the musical, the series for me. I love that
show. I love the music. High School Musical, that's my go-to as well. I love that one.
Have you watched High School Musical, the musical, the series yet?
I watched the first episode.
Oh, you gotta keep watching,
bro. Yeah, I will. I enjoyed the first one.
The way they do the whole movie and the TV, just the way they...
I know that. Because we watched it when the kids were up. And we kind of was half-assed watching it, you know, when you're trying to do stuff. It's like, oh, I want to go back and watch it again. I'm waiting to see if Pam, my wife, wants to watch it. My wife. So there's a period of, like, TV shows that aren't on there, which I know they're not going to add everything in it. probably licensing and stuff, but it's like around the 2000s. Fillmore. Do you remember the show Fillmore? Disney show?
Vaguely.
Search it up. It's like a crime show for kids where they're the hall monitors.
Oh, yeah.
And it had the kid with the sash and the, like the goth chick. It was like the bald black kid and the goth chick. They were like the hall monitors.
That's probably wrote Fillmore.
Yeah, it starts with S.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I remember this one. There's also
American Dragon.
That's not... Who the fuck is this guy?
Fillmore, obviously. But yeah, do you remember that?
What a random name for a show.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
I used to love that show because it was like the kids' crime show and they'd solve mysteries and shit. I wish
yeah, probably.
Funny. I'd watch the shit out of that show.
Problem with Disney Plus, Disney, they own ABC, like ABC America, ABC, not our shitty ABC. Like,
we're
never...
from Australia, by the way. That didn't make any sense to anyone. Yeah.
They don't have like any like adult shows except for like Mandalorian.
And
everything is so kiddie friendly. I'm like,
they got the
like it's super family oriented.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Whereas like the reason why I stopped subscribing to Disney Plus, I'm like, I don't really feel like watching Star Wars again.
Yeah, well, the Marvel movies on there, but we've got them all.
Yeah, but I don't like rewatch every time I because probably me rewatching Marvel movies. Mm. Everyone quotes them or retweets them. Like I've only seen Endgame once. But I've seen I saw the whole movie once, but I've seen the Avengers Assemble moment hundreds of times. So I'm like, I'm not going to watch a 3-hour movie just for that one moment.
That whole movie is a great movie.
I know
it's
it
a
is,
heist movie.
It's a time heist.
The Italian Job. I love that movie talking about heist movies. That's one of my guilty pleasures. Anime, all right. Let's start anime then. Blanche's just looking at me because he's got nothing.
No, I do.
As he wears a Dragon Ball Z
Dragon
jumper.
Ball, Dragon Ball Z.
GT.
Yeah, fuck it, GT.
Yeah, I like GT.
Super. All things Dragon Ball for me.
Digimon. Look, there's a classic anime that you grew up with. I'm a variety of a man. I watch all the newer stuff.
I'm into all the popular stuff. You'll watch all the obscure crap.
Yeah, I love that. Gurren Lagann.
Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, what am I saying? Oh, I went through a phase. It was just, what am I trying to say? My phases of anime for ages was like those slice of life to like love. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I've seen the anime collection. Dragon, like a lot of shonen in action. Yeah.
School Rumble,
that's fucking
Shuffle,
Aurora in High School Host Club. All that, just like, what the fuck?
I like that stuff. I love that stuff actually. School Rumble, School Rumble. Fuck, I forget how much I love that. School Rumble, anything like that, I really enjoy if it's got a good story.
I think I'm more just, I like the show. I do like some of it, but I'm more into Shonen, Dragon Ball, Naruto.
Shonen is just the male, like, action-orientated.
Yeah, fuck women, is what I say.
Oh, Jesus. what did I like? Five Force? Five Force is Shonen, right?
Yep. What does Gobby say in Spider-Man? When you're done with this, throw her out like the rest. Right.
Spider-Man one. Gabriel movies.
See, no, I can't get into Studio Ghibli movies.
I don't mind them. I like Ponyo. Excuse me.
The only one I... Because I watched a bunch of them at school when I was a kid. Cause
I remember watching in Japanese class was Princess Mononoke.
Yeah, that's so me. Princess Mononoke.
No subtitles, no nothing. I had no idea. I didn't do Japanese.
We had English dub.
No, they wanted us, you know, English in high school, okay. So they wanted us to hear. Like, at least put the subtitles up. It's not how it works. I was like, all right, I'm not understanding.
I think that's about it. Oh, My Hero.
Oh, yeah, of course, My Hero. Ooh, where do I start? I love the early
is My
Dragon
Hero,
Ball Z.
Is My Hero surpassed Gurren Lagann yet?
For me?
Yeah.
I think they're both at the top.
Are you just waiting to see if All Might dies, see if it'll affect you the same way Kamina did?
Well, see, okay.
Kamina was 7 episodes in.
If you want to dig that, spoilers for Gurren Lagann, if you want to...
A 12-year-old anime.
Yeah, I'll have to go down this rabbit hole with you. So Gurren Lagann.
Let me just open up that wound. Yeah.
Gurren Lagann, I remember watching the first few episodes and I fucking fell in love with Kamina and the other kid.
Simo,
thank you.
The main character.
The other one.
Dad, what's their name, Dad?
And I fucking loved it. And I remember watching it sitting in my dark room, what, 12 years ago this came out, was it roughly here?
Debuted in Japan in 2006. So about 2008 here.
2008, yeah. So I was about 17, 18. And I remember getting up to that episode, spoilers, and Kamina dies. And I couldn't watch the rest of that series. And I already had a tattoo for that. I got the tattoo and everything. And then I went back, went through that episode again. It still gets me. And then the blonde guy, I'm going to blink on his name now.
Keaton.
Is it Keaton? And then he was my next favorite. Then he fucking died.
They all died.
I don't know, but fuck, they killed me again. And then... Yeah, but I fucking... Oh, once I sat through it, it did take kind of that second half. It's a little time skip. Grit your teeth and all that stuff is good. But...
Yeah, the second half isn't as good as compared to the first half, but I liked it.
I still liked it, yeah. Then they did that... What was that movie we went and just saw? And it's like literally Keaton. Ah, Keaton. Literally fucking coming up.
What?
Premiere, yeah.
The Fire Force
Yeah, I swear they were going to do something and it was like... That was him before he went underground or something.
Where it was his dad, and that's how he got the sword or something at the end.
Yeah, that was good. That shit movie. That was hype. Except, I thought I left something on at home, so the whole time they were showing about fires, I'm like, the house is burning down.
You did run out before, made a phone like, right at the start, and be like, is it, can you go check the gas?
Yeah, I called my sister, because I knew she was going to be around, but she was actually the opposite direction, so it was, and then the whole time, we were heading home, remember there was a bit of smoke? I freaked out, like, I hope that's not the house. Good times. Yeah, I like to go to the movies when I can. I just saw Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
You saw it a while ago. I saw Bad Boys for Life.
Are you going to go see
something? Oh, Bad Boys 1 and 2. Woo, boy, do I love those movies.
Oh, Rush Hour. Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yeah, Rush Hour 3. Rush Hour 3 is good.
Take back my pick. I like movies.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Rush Hour 3. Like, what are you, blind? Yes, I'm blind. What are you, deaf? And he's like, are you not deaf? You remember that scene?
I haven't watched Rush Hour 3 since I saw it.
Okay.
I never wanted to.
It's in the dojo. It's in the dojo and there's the blind guy and one of them's called You and Me. And it's like, are you blind? No, you is deaf.
That was always in the trailer, wasn't it?
I think right near the end, yeah. Yeah, yeah, 1 and 2.
I watched 2.
2 is probably...
A couple weeks ago. Oh, I
like in the bloopers when the chick falls out, the guy falls out the window, like, he ain't gonna be in Rush Hour 3. Oh, Rush Hour movies... Jackie Chan or any Jackie. I like watching Jackie Chan's like police stories. They're these Hong Kong movies and stuff.
Oh, before he made it big in America.
Police Story 5, which is my favorite one. Yeah, that one he was already here. That's probably 2004. I can't give you a date. Probably anywhere from 2006 to 15. That's a big window, but I honestly not very good with the times. Oh, and I do. I haven't watched them for ages, but I love my Thai, like, you know those real, like, kick-ass, like, choreographed martial art movies.
Like Enter the Dragon? With Bruce Lee or with some of the other
ones? I love that movie, yeah. But I'm talking more like the Thai ones, which are more like The Raid.
Oh, yeah.
The Protector, that's the one with the elephants, and it had that Australian, he was the wrestler, the big bald dude.
Nathan Jones.
Yeah, he was in it and stuff. That those type of movies...
I was just remembering his vignette for when he's about to debut in WWE.
Yeah.
It would have like Australian news things, and it's like Nathan Jones being incarcerated in prison. He'd be like, Nathan Jones is like, oh, and they did a full like full Australian accent. He'd be like, Nathan Jones is coming, and it'll cut to him and he'd go, g'day. It would cut away. Oh, crack me up.
Yeah,
the Demon of Buggo Road.
Jesus, I don't remember any of that.
They went on a tour of Australia while they was in WWE. Halfway through the tour, he goes, "I quit. I'm just gonna stay home."
Yeah, wasn't there the flooding or something with his family? I remember.
I remember
there was something. I don't know if that's when he quit or like left, or if it was just
Oh, he's doing well for himself. He doesn't have to wrestle. He can just act.
Yeah, he's been in a few. Oh, I watched the. I watched the latest one.
Oh, fucking Longest Yard.
Yeah, that's Stone Cold. The new, the remake, the Adam Sandler one.
Is that a remake?
Yeah. The original one had, he's like, I think he was like one of those famous like 80s TV shows.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Mustache.
Yeah.
Magnum P.I.
Magnum. Oh, no, not Magnum P.I. What was that? Smokey and the Bandit?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You know that guy? Anyway, yeah. So yeah. Yeah, it's a remake of that one. But that one's good, the Adam Sandler one. Terry Crews, all that.
But yeah, Cheeseburger Eddie.
What was the one I watched? Oh, IP Man with Donnie.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Yeah, that's it. He's Smokey in the Bandit, isn't he?
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds in the Adam Sandler one?
Yeah, he's at the end. Yeah. He's like the old guy in it that kind of helps him.
Yeah.
What was the one I watched? Oh, you know, there's Donnie Yen. You know Donnie Yen, right?
Stingo in Last Jedi.
Shanghai Noon. That was his first English movie. Shanghai Noon, you know, the bad guy.
I haven't watched that movie. It's with Jackie Chan and Wilson.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, Shanghai. I fucking love Shanghai. Oh, no, Shanghai Night, sorry. Not Shanghai Noon. Shanghai Noon was the first one. Shanghai
I like the medallion.
Do you love the medallion? I fucking love the medallion.
Do you love the medallion?
Do you know who's the comedian in there with Jackie Chan? He's from Mouse Hunt and fucking Something About Mary. Oh, I love him in Something About Mary. No. He's the skinny dude.
Medallion.
He was in Mouse. You remember Mouse Hunt?
No.
Do you not remember Mouse Hunt? Medallion. The house with the mouse?
That's Mickey Mouse.
No.
Lee Evans?
Lee Evans, that's the one. You remember Something About Mary?
Him.
No, that's Nathan Lane.
No, that's Nathan Lane.
That's it. Do you know, did you see Something About Mary, right? You've seen that?
Yeah, come.
Yeah, hair. But yeah, you've seen it or just.
I watched it when I was a kid with Ben Stiller.
Remember the guy with the crutches? That's him. And he ends up, he's just a pizza dude. He's like, he talks all smart to her, and then later he's just like a fool. Man, I love that movie.
Okay.
And it's got the, like, delivery old tits in the window when.
Because
they use the guy that he's. Oh, I forget who he is, but anyway. Anyway, going back to Madonna, that Lee Evans. Jackie Chan, like at the start of the movie, they're going into the church or whatever. He's like, you can't take guns in there. It's a holy place. And he's like, you see, this is a holy gun. It makes a rather big holy. I was like, yes, I know what type of movie I'm in for. Honestly, that movie's not the best now that I think about it. I just like that one. Because he's what, Invincible or something, isn't it? Tuxedo. Now that's a movie.
It's not though. I went back and watched it.
The start, it's the mountain with the water. The next minute, the deer's pissing in the water for some reason. And then it goes, it's just showing you that you drink dick piss, I guess. Dick piss.
I get that movie confused with Agent Banks 2, Agent Cody Banks 2.
How the frick do you get that?
Because they both end in an ice mountain. And then I'm like, so is Captain America the First Avenger?
Yeah. Tuxedo doesn't end in an ice mountain.
It starts there.
It doesn't start in an ice mountain. It starts in the Himalayas where the waters come from.
And there's ice mountains.
Yeah, but that's not the end of the movie. The end of the movie is in that like underground sewer with the fucking Walter Streiter. Remember that scene with the old lady? Dr. Angelo, I do need to see Dr. Angelo. And then a fucking Jackie Chan's next to her and he's like, he's not here today. And she's like, oh. I was like, what is that movie? But because the spy is like, writes Walter Streiter, and Jackie Chan's like, who's this Walter Streiter? He was writing Water Streiter, which is like a water bug that walks on top of the water, and that's how they're going to spread the disease. Makes people thirsty.
I'm glad to be in there for you.
I love Blade. 1, 2, and 3.
With Triple H.
Yeah. And Ryan Reynolds. Which Ryan Reynolds just plays Ryan Reynolds, but...
Doesn't he play... He doesn't play Deadpool in that, does he?
No, it's not Deadpool.
He's playing a guy with swords, though, so I think it's Deadpool.
Yeah. It's Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds, so it is just Ryan Reynolds. But, yeah. Blade 1. Any movie that has that kind of... get hype moment when he drinks the blood for the first time from the chick he likes right up the top and he's just frost and then he's just kicking ass the whole time
like when Peter puts on the dark suit in Spider-Man 3. It's on the symbiote.
Okay, but maybe not that type of hype, but that's still a good scene. Oh, yeah, but that's a good scene. I'm talking like, let's go anime, like Goku turns Super Saiyan for the first time. Chills, like that type of hype action scene. Wanna
more Gohan.
Anything transform Gohan.
When he takes out the Cell Genius.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
He goes Super Saiyan, and then he stares at Frieza for like 10 episodes.
But still, that moment. What other anime do I like that had that? Zetman has a really cool transformation. Anything with transformations.
I like Avatar Last Airbender.
Yeah, I got the whole collection. I've never seen it all the way through.
You should. It's fantastic.
Yeah. That's not anime, though, is it? Technically. That's an American cartoon.
But it was animated in...
Nickelodeon.
It's anime.
It's a Finn went across. All right, video games, go. Wrestling. That's plain
I have played all of them.
Some of them, that's your go-to, isn't it?
I'm
pretty sure every time I see you online, it's WW2K.
It's my turn-off brain game where like I don't have to think. My fingers just do it. I don't have to pay attention. Pokemon, that also is my brain turns off game. I'm just replaying them. I don't have to pay attention.
Yeah.
I think modern terms, Spider-Man. On PS4.
What was the last thing you played before you saw me?
Last thing I played, Pokemon on my 3DS.
What was the last PlayStation thing you played?
Fortnite.
Last thing before that, Fortnite.
Oh, probably Kakarot.
Pretty sure I saw 2K.
It might have been 2K.
Yeah, I'm a big...
I'm more Nintendo, you're more PlayStation.
I'm more all-arounder.
Yeah.
But yeah, PlayStation is my go-to. Are you hyped for Animal Crossing?
No, I don't.
I've never got into it.
It's that life simulator type stuff where I'm just like, I don't.
I started watching the direct. I'm like, am I getting into it? Then it's like Doom comes out the same day, and I'm like,
Yeah, I was watching people get hyped at like, you can do the dishes. And I'm like, I'll just go to my own fucking kitchen and do them.
Yeah, but you don't have to actually do them.
But I do have to do them. I don't know. I've never understood the whole life simulator game. It's the same with Sims and all that. I'm like, I don't get the appeal. But
Sims is fun because you fuck with the people. But
you can't fuck with the animals in Animal Crossing.
Yeah, no. But
fuck you, Tom Nook.
When I watched the trailer, you know, and they make the campfire and they're staring at it, then they just go sit in the chair.
That's the whole game.
Yeah, and then they just sit there. I'm like, what are you doing in real life? Just sitting there watching you watch you sit in the chair.
Wow.
I built this. This is a nice fucking house. I don't know what that voice was. But
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm trying to convince my wife. I'm like, I think they will like it, so I can just play it. The reason to buy it.
You can have, what was it?
Multiple accounts, but it's on the same island.
Yeah.
So the island, normally you...
Wasn't it multiple islands?
That's people... What I've heard is people cracking it. I don't know because I've never played them before. But you can have different profiles, but the island structure is exactly the same on each one. So the stuff... I think because the whole point of it is meant to go to other people's island. Like, I might have apples as my main fruit. You might play it on your Switch console. And you'll have peaches. And if you had two console Switches, your other Switch might have, I don't know, pears. Let's just say that, you know, that's how they... No, they just... Each island has different stuff to collect. So you can't collect everything you need on one island. But what happens is, if you're playing it on my Switch, so if I play it, my wife plays it.
So you're going to get Animal Crossing.
I'll see how I go. Money's a bit tight.
Yeah, for me, the Zelda, the Mario's Smash.
Oh yeah, Breath of the Wild.
All that.
Still one of our biggest hits.
Weirdly enough.
Yeah,
we used to have a YouTube channel called Negatars.
Go check it out. Why not?
Yeah, because we can't. I don't know what the login is for.
Well, we can watch it. Yeah, right. We just. You can't remember. What about the email to it?
I have no idea. I think it was like.
Well, don't say it on there. Here's my social security number 2 and my house keys are kept in this place. Yeah.
I like Smash.
Yeah.
I think that'd be my big game right now is Smash.
Yeah. I like Smash. I'm a casual Smasher. Do you know? Alright, let's see if you can get this. My one Kryptonite game.
Mario Kart.
Yeah, fucking stupid.
I don't know why it's so bad at Mario Kart. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous.
I'm not to my horn. I'm not great. I'm pretty good
at it. No, but on any C, on like 50cc, like the lowest you can go, you are still like...
You like, if we're racing...
Crashing into shit.
Well, it's not even that I'm crashing. Sometimes I do a good run, but... For whatever reason, you're already like four laps in front of me and I'm still going. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like you're doing cheat codes and I'm just sitting there.
I know how to like drift and stuff and hop my car around.
I drift? I don't know. Oh, have you got the new one on Switch?
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Yeah. No.
I want to play it.
I traded all my Switch games and I'm kind of like, do I want to re-get my collection again?
You do that a lot. You know that, right?
No. At 26 years of age, I'm kind of like 25, nearly 26. I'm like...
All right, young man.
I should really stop doing that.
Yeah.
Young man, what, you're 30?
Yeah. All right, 26, 24. Well, yeah, okay, I'm 30. Life.
So how's the taxes going, huh?
Oh, fucking remember.
You see what the government did?
Remember, what was the joke we had... Tax Mitch or whatever. Was
Mortgage
it?
Mitch.
Mitch, right, yeah.
Just head down, depressed. Because we're at some party and you were like, you were just hands down. It looked like you were depressed, but you were just bored.
Yeah, I was just bored. I gotta remember what the fuck we were doing. Yeah, I wanted to do like try and get into Smash more like in the competitive side of things, but I wouldn't mind like there was that bar in Plus. I don't know if they still do it. That's when Smash first come out. There was a bar and they had like local tournaments on like Monday nights and stuff.
Oh, near us.
Yeah, or yeah, like yeah, not too about 20-minute drive. And that, but yeah, I don't know.
Just start playing. Just get the game and start playing against like high level CPUs, and then you move into online and try to.
I'm into Fortnite at the moment.
You fuck? What are you 12?
Yeah. No.
You like Fortnite? I like Fortnite too. It's a dumb game, but I like it.
Yeah.
It was the biggest game in the world, so it has to be doing something right.
Yeah, it's funny. I put off for ages. Not that I was like, oh, I'm not going to play that stupid game, but I was just sort of like, I'm not into it. And then, I'm kind of one of those shockers that kind of like starts a game, dead so far, something comes along, and then I want to get the next one.
Well, you're not going to get a Fortnite 2.
No, not with Fortnite. I'm talking about like Days Gone, Kakarot, all that type of stuff.
All the games this year got pushed back.
Yeah, it's good. Because I can play more Fortnite. I don't even know. Cyberpunk, maybe.
I think I'll get Cyberpunk.
Watch Dogs.
See, I don't even know if that has a release date anymore.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
That one looks... I'm going to get that one.
Someone recreated it in Dreams and it looks the exact same.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wait, which one's Dreams? Which one's this?
Because it goes to Steam, it looks like it's going to be Sekiro, but a little more user-friendly.
Yeah, not as Bloodborne-y.
Yeah. I love Bloodborne. I got really
fun. Getting a cramp in my leg. Oh, I don't want to shake, but there's no blood in my leg.
How did you do it?
Just sitting there, and I like touch my leg, and I'm like, I can't feel my legs.
We don't have any social media. Do we have social media? Did you change it?
I was going to say we don't have any social life.
A little bit.
Oh, fuck. My leg is asleep.
All right. Get over it, Stu. Have you done the social media for
Naked Toast? No, the Instagram is still Brain Warfare. I need to change that.
Well, next week we'll have all the stuff.
I'll just post memes and stuff there. And...
Yeah. Games, movies, Spider-Man Free. But we'll let you know. Just search Naked Toast. If it's not there yet, just keep searching. If you're there, send us questions for next week. Send us movies you want us to watch. I mean, want us to talk about. We'll watch them. I'll watch them if you send me stuff.
Do you guys really like Spider-Man? Fucking bring it.
Yeah. Anything, guy. Ask us anything, really. We're this podcast is just about anything, really.
Yeah, we're going to talk about anything we like.
This week's kind of a weird one because we're just.
We're transitioning.
You know, we're just kind of bringing everything out. We'll bring more of what we're doing next week. I think we'll try and keep it, down an hour episode?
Yeah.
Or longer if it fingers. But yeah, just search Naked Toast. Lanchy should have most of the stuff up.
That's me.
By the end of the week.
By tonight, maybe.
Yeah. Instagram. I'll do Facebook. Not that anyone really uses that.
Yeah, in case your mom likes the show.
Thanks.
You know, people.
Yeah, and we'll have an email account as well.
Actually, no, that's not true. I think out of all my friends, I'm the only one that actually uses Twitter. everyone else uses Facebook.
Are you using Twitter and Instagram? Are you going to do both?
Nah, I don't like using Twitter.
You just brought up Twitter, so you're like...
No, I mean, my personal Twitter, I use...
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we'll do Instagram, we'll have Facebook, and we'll have an email. You'll do the email, I'll do the email.
Yeah, the email's...
It'll be the Naked Dosed
email. No, it's still Brand Wolf.
No, but I'm saying we'll just make a brand new one.
Okay.
We might as well rebrand it. There's no point having that different... If you want to contact the Naked Toad, go to brandwolf.com. But yeah, send us your questions. Let us know about the show. Tell us what anything, any criticism, a better format, any format you would want to know, like segments and stuff.
Please don't be mean.
No, be mean. Take it. If you're going to be mean, you're going to be mean. I'd rather criticism. Let us know what segments, what works, what doesn't. Want to hear less of.
Want to hear less of your voice.
Yeah. So we'll get that stuff all sorted.
Just looking at Raimi memes on Reddit.
During the show. Alright, so it's what? It's Monty Python's...
I don't want to fight you, Black Knight. I don't want to fight me neither.
That's a holy grail, isn't it?
I was watching some YouTube video about Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3, and someone was praising the movies, as they should. But then he said that the kids, Peter, MJ, all them, they're 15 in the movie.
They're meant to be 15.
Yeah, but no, they graduate 48 minutes in.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, they're not 15.
Yeah, I know.
Because, yeah, the graduation's
they graduate.
Because he goes and lives on their own.
Exactly. Harry and Peter
move. Don't start with me, Michelangelo. Don't start with me.
That fucking violent
kicks him in the face. God.
Peter, you change? Yeah, big change.
Pizza time. Oh, that, just leave the shit at the closet, right? Deliver the pizza and then go back.
Just took that guy's pizza.
I never understood. I know it's a funny thing, and if you start picking at everything in movies, you're going to be there for ages, but God, it's just leave the shit, come deliver the pizza. You were 2 minutes late because you're thinking, oh, that's a good time there.
He had to say, he said, move, kid, and the kid didn't move.
Yeah.
He's going to get hit by a bus or something.
Now, was there a window in that closet? Or did Spider-Man run in that closet? Yeah. Spider-Man just runs in there with pizzas. He comes out with pizzas.
No. I know what it was. He got into a different window, climbed up on the roof where she wasn't looking. She's obviously looking at a computer or something.
On her phone.
Goes into the door, changes, comes back in.
Opens, there's all the stuff falls. He quickly throws it the first time. It happens again.
I'm not paying for that.
Jesus. I don't think I could do that. Like in real life, if it was, oh, maybe. I don't know.
Parker, you're fired.
Yeah.
Rent?
Yeah. He's a good kid, something wrong.
Hi, what is hi? Can I spend it? we just quit the news for days.
But yeah, so yeah, let us know. We'll keep updated. Blinch is going to start posting stuff. He's apparently very big on some places.
I'm just going to start posting Spider-Man memes.
Yeah, start wherever
you want. I'll just steal them from Raimi memes.
Yeah.
There is some gold there.
And, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for today, I'd say. You got any other?
My leg is back awake now.
My leg is back awake now. That's good English. It's back awake now.
It scared me. I was like, oh, what the fuck? I never had this feeling before. Where I sit down and get like a cramp.
I just can't fight this fear anymore. I guess the last thing, I've been getting into comics. I started reading DC comic.
Rebirth now?
I have no idea, but I got, I'm more looking at those, like, one-shots. It's there. It's a Nightwalker. Batman Nightwalker.
Oh, that looks cool.
Yeah, it's from this series called DC Inc., where it's based off the graphic novels.
Oh, yeah, because the art on it looks like a graphic novel. It looks more mungy.
Yeah, I'm about... 3/4 of the way. I think I'm up to the last part, like the climax. yeah, and I really enjoyed it. But that's the thing, I've been searching up just one shots. I don't want to be out there collecting like 20 issues. Like, they're pretty, some of them are expensive. Like, I almost got the Killing Joke.
I got that.
Yeah. I got this one. I got a Harley Quinn one after I saw Harley Quinn. It's called Harley Quinn Broken Glass. It's the same DC Inc.'s graphic novel. It's based like when she's 13, 15.
Are they all that, so when she's Harley and Quinzel?
Yeah, hang on.
What did she say? Back. Noise, loud noise. Yeah, I want to get into reading more comics, but I just can't be bothered.
So it's another DC Inc.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Broke Glass. It's another one of these graphic novels.
Cool.
And yeah, it's a little blurb on the back here. It says, outspoken, rebellious, and eccentric 15-year-old Harley Quinzel has $5 to her name, and she's sent to live in Gotham City. Harleen has battled a lot of hard situations as a kid, but her fortune turns when Gotham's finest drag queen, Mama, takes her in. And at first it seems like Harleen was finally found a place to grow into her most true with new best friend Ivy at Gotham High, but... At Gotham High, but then Harley's fortune takes another turn when Mama's drag cabaret becomes the next victim in the wave of... I can't even read the fuck that is.
Okay.
Taking over the neighborhood. So yeah, it's just like her, where you meet... she has to face the choice. Join Ivy, who's companion, to make a neighborhood a better place to live, or join the Joker, who wants to change it. So I'm going to read that one next.
Okay.
The reason I grabbed it, though, because I was going to wait, I flicked at the back just to have a look, and I was like, oh, that's the one I'm reading now. I was like, oh, they connect. Like,
could you have that Batman? Before that one?
No. It's just a sneak peek.
Oh, that's cool. So, they're probably happening at the same time.
I would imagine, but it's just one of those sneak peeks.
So that Batman, that's a young Batman.
Yeah, this is before Batman. This one is based on his 18th birthday.
So this is when Bruce is a dickhead.
He's actually pretty good in this one. Okay. So what happens is there's these Nightwalkers, his chick has been, he stops one of the crimes, but the detective's like, hey, that's reckless. You shouldn't be doing that type of thing. So she gives him community service at Arkham Asylum, which people are like, oh, that's a bit much. And he starts working in the women's thing, and he talks to this chick, and that goes from there. And he falls kind of for her, and then she's manipulating him, or you're not sure. So,
cute.
It's really good. I recommend it.
Are they all just at, like, our local...
I got this, yeah, from the Robertson in Frankston. Okay. I don't think it's Robertson anymore, whatever, the bookshop.
Yeah,
Zing also sells some comics sometimes, but you better off going to the proper bookstore. These ones were only $25 each.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's pretty good. They got some really good ones there, like real big hardcover books.
Yeah.
Comics and stuff.
That's what I got. I got Killing Joke. I got all the
But they're like 50, yeah. 47. These ones are there's a Wonder Woman one at the back of this one that I don't know. I'm not a big Wonder Woman.
I am after the movie.
But this one's it looks pretty good. It's cool.
Okay.
Where is it? Quickly, before we run out of time. Wonder Woman Warbringer.
That looks cool as shit.
Yeah. So
I might go have a look at that tomorrow.
There's also a Catwoman one.
Yeah, because I got all my comics out and I bought a little cabinet-y thing to just kind of slide them into and have them on display because I had them just stuffed in my wardrobe. I was like, oh, I probably should start getting back into it.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, this one's good. This one's got, the Harley Quinn one's got a bit more color and an odd color to it.
I'd show you how erratic she is.
Yeah, so looks interesting. Really, because I waited a bit. And, yeah, so anyway, that's the show. I'm sure there'll be more about it when I read them. But yeah, I've been really into comics. That's my thing at the moment. It's good with the kids watching Cars a million times. I just started reading that stuff.
Yes, little Billy, can I help you?
So yeah, I'm Mitch, that's Blanchy, as we
finish. Okay.
We'll be back next week. I doubt we'll do a show before then. Keep an eye out on all the social, Instagram, Facebooks for our search it. Email us at next week.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. let us know. And I guess see you next week.
Yep. That's the toast. Yeah,
it's burnt now. We were too long. the alarms are going off, yeah. Beep, 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 beep. All right. See you guys.